This is KUT. The city of Austin is in the process of adopting a new land development code. The rules will govern everything from parking requirements to how tall buildings can be. As the city begins rolling out the proposal, some think the information needs to be translated into more languages, making it accessible to more Austin residents. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The first draft of Austin's new land development code, known as Code Next, was released in January. Since then, residents and stakeholders have been working to better understand the proposed changes. But beyond translating those zoning rules into plain English, there's also a call to do more multilingual outreach around Code Next. Carmen Yanis Pulido is with the group Go Austin, Vamos Austin, or GAVA. Last week, she testified before the Austin City Council on the need for more Spanish language material.
This is something that we all struggle with even as English speakers, with very complex bureaucratic policies and concepts and acronyms and all of those things. But it also, we can't just assume that things are too complicated for people to understand because they navigate these systems and these pressures every day of their life. So they definitely deserve the opportunity to be part of the conversation.
Land development isn't the type of work GAVA usually gets involved with. The group focuses on improving the health of residents in two South Austin neighborhoods. But to Yanis Pulido, these issues can be intertwined.
We are working on the built environment and how that affects health. And so the land development code does have the potential to really affect those things. And it also is tied to affordability and the issue of displacement.
Yanis Pulido says many residents she works with are feeling the strain of Austin's affordability crisis, and they should have a chance to weigh in before changes are adopted. Her group has been translating their own flyers on Code Next into Spanish to help get the word out. Alina Carnahan is with the city's planning and zoning department. She says the city has done some translation work since the release of the initial Code Next draft.
We have translated our introductory video into Spanish, and we have also translated our one pager that gives some of that, the really basic information about Code Next.
Carnahan says they also plan to translate the video into Vietnamese and Mandarin Chinese, hopefully in plenty of time for residents to weigh in, since the new code likely won't be adopted for about a year. Next month, the city is set to release a map which lays out the code changes across the city. Carnahan says they plan to host a Spanish language event once the draft map is released.
We do genuinely want to hear from the community, make sure we got it right, and if we didn't, we want people to tell us. This is a hugely important part of the process for us.
The map is slated to be released April 18th, but earlier this week, the city's Zoning and Platting Commission passed a resolution asking to delay its publication. The Austin City Council has yet to officially respond. Saida Hassan, KUT News.